And good morning, everybody. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you today. We hope your day is going well. Currently outside, it is 82 degrees right now. It was 79 just a few minutes ago, but now 82. Warming up very quickly, looking at a high of 100 degrees today. So another steamer here in southeast Kansas. And joining me in studio from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Sam Kudrick and also Zach French. And guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Doing good.
All right. Well, Sam, I think I said your name wrong. I think it's Kudrick, right?
It's okay.
Okay.
I'll answer to whatever. But
it's like my last name. It's spelled hey. It's pronounced hi. I answer to both. So I know the feeling on that. So, all right. So, of course, there was the CNN today that went on today. So, who was hosting today CNN and what businesses showed up?
Yeah. So, the Daylight Defenders Lions Club was actually our host for the day. So they kind of talked about all the great things they have going on. So, definitely they are a busy group. So let me kind of tell you just a little bit about what they had to say. Their motto is "We serve." And, if you know anyone in that club, you do see them out serving in a lot of ways with a lot of different organizations. The Daylight Defender Lions Club specifically started in 1984 here in Coffeyville. They're also kind of known as what they call are called Knights of the Blind. So they work on vision projects, which you guys have probably heard if you have, you know, eyeglasses that you don't use anymore or want to donate. They work with like people like Salvation Army and stuff like that to get glasses to those people, and also having eye exams, different things like that. So if you have some eyeglasses around that, you know, you're not using anymore, you'd like to donate, you can drop those off at V&S here in Coffeyville on 8th Street, and then they can get those donated. To that program. They help with just a lot of projects in general around town. So specifically, they help with like projects at the Brown Mansion, at the Air Museum. They just wrapped up. They did the concession stand at the fairgrounds. They do their hot dogs in history, where they give away free hot dogs at the different museums throughout the year, get people to come in there. They also have their pancake feeds, which all the funds they raise are used to do various service projects around Coffeyville. So all that money is staying local to help people in our area, which is great. He said they're a small but active group. They meet the second and fourth Thursday at 6:30 a.m. So I know it's a little early. They said we know it's early, but they do serve breakfast. They meet the Presbyterian Church just down the road from here. So if you are interested in that group or want to help, you know, maybe volunteer your time, you can stop in one of those meetings or talk to one of the guys and join that group. So there are two Lions groups here in Coffeyville. So there's the Daylight Defenders, the one that hosted today. They, again, meet at 6:30 in the morning. And then there's the after what they call the Afternoon Lions Club that meet at noon. So both active, and a lot of times they do work together to do projects. So both are really great. He did mention that October 2nd, they will have their next pancake feed at First Baptist Church. So that's going to be Dalton Defenders Weekend. So go grab breakfast, go out for the day, enjoy all the festivities for Dalton Defenders Weekend. And then also they have their Spook Trail that they host at Cedar Bluff Camp on the schedule again for this year. So if you guys haven't been, it's a great Spook Trail, great cause too. The money is going to, you know, go back to help things in our community. But that's going to be on October 22nd and 23rd, and then October 29th and 30th. So those are you'll want to put that in your calendar to get one of those nights there. So next we had Joyce with State Farm. And she just wanted to let everyone know, you can check it out on their Facebook page. They've been posting there. But there is a scam going on right now they heard of, that people are trying to call and let people know that they need to be paying their bill over the phone. If you don't recognize who it is, or if you just are questioning, don't give your information out. Call their office directly to verify. So you can call them at 620-251-3680 to make sure that it is, before you give out any information. Next, we had Jamie Grant with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. They do have their tumbling class coming up. September 10th is the deadline to sign up for those. And then September 14th, those classes will start. They also have signups for youth basketball that's open. Those are two sessions. So one will be before the holiday season, and the other one's after, of course, starts in January. So you can get signed up for those. they also have what they call their Plush Pals class. So you pay $15. It's kind of a lot like Build-A-Bear, but way more affordable. And it's local. You don't have to drive, you know,
exactly,
to Tulsa or farther to do it. But the kids get to pick out a stuffed animal they want to kind of make. And then it comes with the stuffing, a cute little heart they put inside and make a wish, and then get them all stitched up and everything. And they get to take that home for $15. That class is going to be on October 7th from 6 to 7 p.m., but you do need to sign up by September 15th so they can get that order in. So make sure you do that. And then also, Jamie does sit on the Afternoon Lions Club group, and she said that, just mention again, their golf tournament's coming up September 11th. It's $200 for a team. If you want to sponsor a hole, it's $100, and they'll have a sign with your business or even individual names out there to show that you sponsored. And they're also looking for some door prizes to give away. So if you maybe have a business or just an individual that wants to help support that, you can do that as well. Next, we had Leanne Stein with the Coffeyville Public Library. Today at 11:15, they have their children's story time going on. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., they're going to have an adult painting group going on. They have August 31st, a Grow Your Own Crystals class. So that sounds kind of interesting. And she also mentioned that they did receive a grant from the State Library of Kansas for $23,000, and they are going to be using that to purchase some new laptops and tablets, some remote stations for kiddos that might need those for remote learning and things like that. So they are excited to get some new technology into the library with that grant that was brought in by them. So that's great. Next, we had Lakeisha Johnson with she was putting her FKHS booster hat on because she wears a lot of hats, but she just mentioned they made it through last Tuesday, the booster club, the first for the scrimmage day with all the food. So they wanted to shout out to Sonic and then Ron Bryce with Coffeyville Coffee Company for helping donate and get that started so they could have funds to start throughout the year. And the first home game is this Friday, so if you're looking for something to do, go check out the Dado home game. Next, we had Earlene Smith with Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas, and she's just encouraging everyone to get your vaccines. They have both the Pfizer and the Modern. Oh, sorry, that just like they have. I like lost my spot here. Oh, and she also mentioned they're doing COVID testing as well. So if you need anything like that, I know that, you know, we're seeing numbers kind of go here and there and everywhere. So if you want to get that vaccine, they will offer that there. They can do any testing. Give them a call if you have any questions regarding both at 620-251-4300. Next, we had Miss Amy Dollar from yours truly here at KGGF. She also wears a hat for the Historical Society. They wanted to thank everyone that came out to the theatrical seance. The money raised at that event is going to be used for restoration at the mansion. So always great. There's always something needed when you have a home that big that's historic and that old. There are a lot of restoration projects. So, you know, they're just trying to upkeep that so we can continue to share that with visitors and locals to enjoy. So she also mentioned that September 25th, the USD 445 Native American program is joining with the Native American Fellowship Group in South Coffeyville to do a Native American Unity Gathering. So that's going to be, it's in South Coffeyville at their location there, but there's going to be dancing and storytelling and food and just a great time to enjoy and kind of indulge in that culture. So check it out, put it on your calendar for that day. Next, we had Ron Bryce with Coffeyville Coffee Company, and he wanted to give a shout out to Skank Insurance, who is actually collecting like unused CPAP machines. So if you have one that you don't use or know someone that needs to, you know, get rid of one, they're trying to get those to people who might need them that can't afford them. So you can call them to get more details on that. And he also wanted to mention on his business, be watching for some exciting things coming from Coffeyville Coffee Company this fall. They are launched, obviously, but, you know, with the fall cooler weather coming in, people are going to be even more excited about coffee and warm things as the warm weather goes away. So be watching for that. And next, we had Joe Brooks with Salvation Army, and we want to give a shout out because this Saturday it's going to be his 57th wedding anniversary with his wife Carolyn.
Wow, so yay.
Congrats to them. So it's pretty awesome. Next, we had Lisa Brookover with the Aviation Heritage Museum. They are celebrating 30 years of being open this year. So they're going to have an event on October 9th from 11 to 3 p.m. So kind of a birthday party, come out, enjoy the day, different activities going on. So stay tuned for more details on that for October 9th. And then CRMC also mentioned they have their Relay for Life, you know, the Relay for Life coming up September 17th. 6 p.m. to midnight, and that will be behind the high school. So mark your calendars on that. Here in a few weeks, that'll be happening. And then I'm going to turn over to Zach to give you a couple more announcements.
All right. In just a few weeks, it's going to be pretty busy. We have the Can, Oklahoma 100-mile yard sale. Stop on by the chamber. Let's get signed up, get you on the map. It's $5. Deadline is September 3rd at 1 p.m. And also, while you're in there, big shout out to Sam. She's been working on an app, Explore Coffeeville. Stop on by, see our QR code, and check it out. We have events, we have virtual tours. It's just a great way to get to know the community and get involved.
And that app is pretty awesome. So you guys have done a great job with that so far. It's pretty awesome.
Great. We hope people enjoy it. If you guys have suggestions, we're always open to suggestions as well, because we do have room to add and grow some tours on that. Yes. So. Next week, we're going to be at Coffeeville Coffee Company is hosting at Terabith. So we'll get our coffee fix next week and do all that.
My girlfriend, she goes there when she stays with me occasionally. Mm-hmm. That's where she always goes before she heads out of town. She loves Terabith.
Yeah, they have good.
She's actually gone through like 1.5 punch cards already.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So she absolutely loves that.
Yeah, their chicken salad sandwich is what my week is. Oh, so good.
That sounds
delicious.
And
you don't feel as bad. You know, it's a sandwich. You feel a little, it's not, you know, that's heavy of a lunch.
Now,
but
now I'm hungry.
They have good food and coffee.
So, all right. Well, again, lots of great things that were happening. And also, you did want to add, Zach did read a few things, but just kind of introduce Zach to us. And Zach, well, absolutely, you can also introduce yourself as well. So, Zach, you'll be kind of taking over for Sam, correct?
Yep. I've been working with Sam the last few weeks. I'm going to be the new tourism director, so you'll see me around. I've been trying to get out there, pushing the QR codes at different hotels, restaurants, and introducing myself. Just trying to fill some big shoes.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you ended up here.
Well, I'm originally from Iola, so just north of here. My wife's from this area. We've traveled from Texas to Nebraska, decided Kansas was home, and we ended back here. We decided to live closer to her family rather than mine. So
there we go. So you are at home in Southeast Kansas. So because Iowa's not that far. So except for that work on US 169. That's kind of been kind of a pain right
that's
now.
That's never going to end.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
Ongoing. I guess as long as it's getting better. That's, yes. You know, yeah, still.
As long as it gets better, but yes, it's been going on since I moved here, so so it's been a little bit of a pain. But anyway, again, Zach, welcome to Coffeeville, and congratulations being the tourism director, and we look forward to seeing you a lot more as well.
Thank you.
All right, and Sam, of course, you're going of course, with him taking over, just kind of tell everybody a little bit about what is going on with you. Zach is taking over.
I know,
over.
Yeah. So we're expecting a baby.
Yay!
So that changes things a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So we're not leaving Coffeeville. Coffeeville's home. I'm sure I'll still be involved and more than I need to even be, but that's okay because I enjoy being involved. And that's how you love your community. When you get involved, you literally have no choice because you just get to work with great people. So we're excited that we'll be here. You guys can't get rid of us. So we'll be in Coffeeville and just change the scenery.
All right. Well, so, yep. Again, but we still hope to see you quite a bit around town.
Oh, yeah.
Though. And congratulations on being pregnant. And can't wait to see that baby here. I hate to ask, but how far along are you?
Yeah, so I'm due at the end of October. So,
it's up
going
and coming.
Quick. So, yeah, we're having a little girl, and
yay.
My stepdaughter, who's 10, is very excited to be a big sister.
Aww.
And yeah, so we're excited. So,
all right.
Yep.
Well, that is pretty awesome. But so, congratulations.
Thank you.
We definitely appreciate all the work that you've done for Coffeeville, but you're not going away. Obviously,
no.
Still staying in town and still going to help out when you can.
Yes,
so,
yep.
All right, guys. well. Again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And again, Sam, we'll still see more of you. Zach, we look forward to talking to you even more. And you guys have a fantastic day.
You too.
You too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.